We're talking today with Efren Carrillo, the incumbent supervisor for the 5th District, the West County District, who is seeking a second term. And as you approach a second term, how is it different than seeking a first term?
Well, Bruce, it is different in the sense that, now I have a record to speak for. There is work that I've been able to accomplish. There's issues that we've been able to tackle. But the essence of going out to the voters and presenting your platform, your message, your vision for the long-term prospects for the county and the district in and of itself. Campaigns are campaigns, and they're part of the democratic process. I enjoy connecting with people door-to-door. I enjoy debating the issues. And I think it presents us a great opportunity to prioritize.
So now you've got a record to both stand on and answer for.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, the voters in the 5th District are very engaged. They participate from anything as small as a lighting district to something as large as the county budget. And for me, it's been educational and very humbling in the last 3 years to see how committed, engaged, and passionate people are on a variety of issues.
What do you point to as what you feel like were the successes of the past 4 years?
Well, we've been able to focus on maintaining a balanced budget in the last 3 years. We've made some very difficult, significant cuts at the county level. Obviously, resources are down, revenues are down, and the cost of providing those services is going up. But we've been able to maintain the adequate basic services that the public demands, public safety. We're focusing on health and human services. We're trying to address looming issues around pension issues, pension reform, issues when it comes to infrastructure, water quality, energy sustainability, our reduction of our carbon footprint. But I believe that we've been able to tackle not only the tough issues, but also take on new initiatives. Sonoma Clean Energy Independence Program, Sonoma Clean Power, trying to establish a community choice aggregation, as well as ensuring water quality, fisheries enhancement and fisheries restoration projects, as well as open space. There's been huge successes in the 5th District around the protection of the Jenner Headlands. Bohemia Ranch is now a public-private partnership.
We've had
smaller parks like Patterson Point and Villa Grande, as well as expansion of Bear Farm and Park to see that vision come to fruition, and other investments that we've made in areas that are low income or underrepresented.
Now, there's so much going on, this whole list that you just tagged on. Which of these issues do you take a personal attachment to? Or do you really feel like you personally can get in and point to something that you feel good about?
Well, I've had the opportunity, Bruce, to serve on the fisheries restoration grant program at the State Department of Fish and Game. And we've been able to funnel resources down here to the area, to Sonoma County, for the resource conservation districts, for different county departments to work on fisheries enhancement and restoration projects. We've done some dam removals as well as resource investments. I believe that the Upstream Investments Initiative is an initiative that I feel very close to and aligned to and very passionate about. And what this initiative is intended to do is intended to end poverty in this county. It's a bold goal. It's pie in the sky. But I think we can do it. How do we reallocate resources so that we don't play it down the line in criminal justice and public safety, but rather spend it upstream, early child education, early child intervention, preventative focuses, parenting. The focus of this is invest early, invest wisely, prevention-focused models, and do it together, collectively, with businesses, philanthropy, and government alike.
You've touched on some of this already, but in terms of unfinished business, where is your personal priority?
Personal priority, we still have infrastructure needs in the 5th District. We have a failing road system. My personal intent is trying to find ways to find economic efficiencies, either through pension reform, prioritizing to try and address the infrastructure needs. We have infrastructure needs when it comes to roads, as well as wastewater systems. We have some of the largest issues in a lower river. And my personal desire and hope is that we're going to be able to work with the community, to work with our regulatory entities to focus on those issues. Literacy is one of the areas I've been focusing on the last 3 years, and I will continue to focus on here in my next term, in that we need to close the achievement gap between the kids that are making it in school and the kids that are not, because that is our future, and that is an area in which I think will pay dividends if we do the investment smartly.
Efren Carrillo, incumbent supervisor in the 5th District on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors. He'll be up for a second term on June 5th. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.